Roughly Sane Show, episode 271. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
They're playing for the tie. What is this? Who plays for the tie?
I don't know. Play for the win. I need a win. I need Baltimore to win. Except if I don't get that, that's a really bad start to the week for football picks. Jeff is here as well.
Yo.
Fozzie is coming. He'll be here shortly.
That's what she said.
Maybe. I don't know.
Winter is coming. How is that possible? How does that work?
They are. They Baltimore's now what, on the 27?
Sure. Yeah, they're on the 27. They're about to kick the field goal. And it's up. And it looks good. It looks good.
All right, tie game.
There's 3 seconds left.
Oh, I gotta try. Is this on like NFL Network or some shit?
It's on CBS.
Yeah, they moved it from a.
They actually wanted people to watch the game.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Imagine to put them on CBS.
Crazy. Right. But while this football game is going on, we're gonna talk about some games.
Video games.
Like Madden.
We could talk about Madden, sure. Do you have any more to say about Madden?
Madden's still awesome. I'm in my third season. I'm 11 games into my third season. It's still fantastic.
That's a lot of football you have played.
Yeah. I'm going to have to rejigger my power rankings because this should be near the top because it's really good.
I mean, that's a lot of Madden to have played. So if you're... You're talking, what, like 40 games in? 50 games at this point?
Let's see.
16, another 11.
Plus I play all the preseason games too. So I am 61 games in.
Yeah, that's a lot of football.
Plus I played some Ultimate Team and some other stuff. Yeah. So
that's a good chunk of play. I'm glad.
Please tell me I didn't miss everyone trashing on Tony Hawk.
We're
talking about Madden. One, I don't know how much we can trash on Tony Hawk because one of us has played it. So
that's a point. That's a point I kind of want to bring up when we get in this discussion. But okay.
Well, let's bring up why the rest of us aren't playing it, and it's because it's a budget title. It's priced at $60.
Yes.
Okay.
I think Jeff, you would agree with that, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes it a bad value. I'd play it if it was like a $10 downloadable title, which I don't know what you're about to say, Jeff, but I'm assuming you say is it's a lot closer to that than it is to a $60 AAA release, which is what it's priced at.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I can't argue with any of that.
Well, let's get it. Like, you are playing Tony Hawk. You seem to be enjoying Tony Hawk.
Yes.
Tell us about Tony Hawk 5, the Tony Hawk.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say right off the bat. This will probably be the final line of my review. I can't tell you it's a good game without losing credibility, like all credibility, but I also can't tell you that I'm not having fun. Like, I am having a blast with it. It's just got major fucking problems. And it's a goddamn disgrace.
Wait. Okay. I mean, I guess that's fair as long as you're having fun with it. Like,
it's like at the end of the day, alright, like, this game should, one, it shouldn't be $60. Like, I think 40 would be pushing it. But
yeah.
put it out at 30, I think people are a lot more forgiving.
I feel like it's a deal. Downloadable $20 game.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know the extent of it, so maybe I'm giving a bad rep. But, like, what is there a story mode? Is it just, like, kind of, like, free skating? Like, what can you do in this game?
All right. Have you played Tony Hawk 1, 2, or 3?
I played 3 almost religiously, I believe.
Okay.
Dreamcast.
But you're talking, like, that's a long time ago, too.
Yeah. Long time ago, yeah, right.
It's that. But with better graphics. I mean, the graphics are not good, but you gotta remember, like, people, like, I've played all of these games, most of them. I play them somewhat regularly. Like, I've played Tony Hawk 2 in the last year. You know what I mean? People remember them as these great games, and they were. But by today's standards, they're not. Like, they have tight controls, and they have cool soundtracks, but, like, there's a lot of issues with them, and I think later games in the series improved. Like, I don't care what the fuck anyone says. Like, Project 8 was a great Tony Hawk game, and it built upon the franchise. There was a lot more you could do in terms of tricks and stuff.
I believe that, but... So, but this is more, like you said, like, it's more like 3, right?
It's like playing one of the first ones, yeah.
And that's kind of the issue, because, again...
It feels like a step back.
Or 15 years ago. And they're not... Yeah, and the controls aren't even as tight, so...
I haven't played it, so...
I'm kind of talking to as far as what I've heard. You know.
Well, that's a problem I have with a lot of what's going on out there about this game, is it's a lot of, like, it's this hive mind thing where it's, like, someone put out a bad, video of it, and then Jeff Gerstmann said it sucks, and then everyone just gonna trash it.
I mean, I watched a good chunk of Giant Bomb's, like, they did an hour and a half on Tony Hawk 5.
Okay.
That's a lot of, you know, continuous playing of Tony Hawk,
right?
Jeff Gerstmann, like, has played a lot of Tony Hawk. He had Dan Reichert on, who has also played a lot of Tony Hawk, and they just seem to be disappointed in, like, things that they thought were missing from it.
Mm-hmm. There's things that I'm really upset about that are missing. But it's this kind of. The initial impressions came out, and people put together some dumb videos, and then that became...
Here's the thing, okay? Just really quick. Is you talk about how we have a hive mind, correct? But at the same time, don't you feel like you are defending it more than you probably would if there wasn't a hive mind to this? Do you feel that you might even like it more so
because
people hate it more?
I can't remove myself from my love for the series, but that's the thing, is, like, I'm speaking from a place of knowledge about the series, whereas there's a review I read today. It's one of the few reviews that are out there, and it's by Jim Sterling, who I like as a writer, but I listened to his podcast today, and him and everyone else on the podcast was like, yeah, we never really played the Tony Hawk games, but I played 2 hours of this, and this is, like, my opinion on it. And, like, he put out a full review on it where he barely talks about the actual any specifics at all. Like, it's just...
Well,
I
would have a problem with that.
Yeah, like, it just kind of pisses me off that, like, you never gave a fuck anyways. You weren't invested in the series. And a lot of people saw the writing on the wall months out and wrote it off, and they want to trash it. Like... And I guarantee you there's critics that want to trash it right now because they didn't get their fucking review copies. You know what I mean? That's another thing. Like, we could talk about the release of this game, too.
Yeah, that's kind of... Maybe not.
But they're going in with that attitude. They're going in with...
stipulation, though, right? Like, if you're not getting a review copy for a game, there's something wrong with it, right?
That's fine. Whatever, but I don't get review copies for a lot of games that I have.
I'm just saying that. Sure.
I do think I get what Fozzie's saying here, though. Like, if you're a site like Polygon or IGN,
there's trouble in paradise. You know,
yeah,
it's
like with some horror films, like, where they don't do pre-screenings, so that, right, like, there's no reviews out on the day it comes out because they know it's not a good movie. So
right. So can you necessarily blame them because, you know, we're not robots, like, we're humans. So as a human, I'm going to say to myself, like, well, this game might not be great. So if they find something wrong, it's just going to amplify it that much more.
That's why I did watch the Giant Bomb quick look yesterday,
because they like the series. I respect them more than
Jeff Gerstmann and Dan. But Jeff didn't play it at E3. He didn't. He hasn't really paid any attention to it. So, like, going in, I think it was, like, last week, he was like, he was still kind of excited for it, kind of like you were last week. So
yeah.
I was, like, really interested to see what he had to say, because everyone else had kind of already been shitting on it prior to, like, coming out of E3, people were saying that this wasn't a good game.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of interested to see what he said, and he wasn't, like, I mean, he gets a little, you know, exaggerated with.
Oh,
it,
yeah,
so.
he's an old man, and he's an angry old man.
And his job is to be a, like, an entertaining personality, so sure. He's going to be more, you know, vocal about things. So, but I watched their video, and like, he didn't seem to have, and like, he even said, like, he didn't have the bugs that, you know, some other people were having. Like, Polygon posted a video, I don't know if you guys saw it, of like Griffin McElroy's playthrough, who, he's also like a Tony Hawk player, he likes Tony Hawk, and he had like a nightmare where like the friggin' game wouldn't even load, like it would get to the Activision logo and just freeze up, and he'd have to boot back to the main to get it to work.
Oh my god, yeah, I watched that, and obviously it was shortened.
Well, that he like
to show kind of worst parts, but I mean, it's validated where.
But he said, like, it was like over the course of like an hour, all that stuff was recorded. So
And that's not even that long, and you know, and that's kind of the thing that I come back to Hefe is that you've had a good experience, but I think that you might be in that lower percentage as far as like as far as what I was hearing with Polygon, which sounds like a nightmare. Whereas you have to sign in as a guest, the loading parts of the icon.
Create like a secondary profile.
Right. So what I'm saying is that Hefe, if you had that same experience that they did, you might be on yeah, exactly. So that's the thing, is that I think that you have the best Tony Hawk experience, and it's
in America.
Well, yeah, so. I do think people, like, there was one very popular video when the game first came out, this guy came up with like a video, and it was a bunch of like stupid shit, like Tony Hawk running a wall and clipping into the environment and shit. And it's like, one, these games have always been wonky as fuck, so don't even try to pretend like they never were. Two, I didn't, like, in my experience, it was not happening. I have since run into bugs and problems with the game, but it's nowhere near like your minute-to-minute experience is not.
Like, right, like some of these videos, like Fozzie said, like the Polygon video was obviously like edited to show that stuff,
right?
Because I mean, that one, that makes for a more entertaining video, and two, like, you're not going to sit there of like, all right, watch me play for an hour, and yeah, these 30 things happened over the course of the hour, but they weren't back to back. Like,
I've had nowhere near that much, but I did finally tonight experience my first real like glitch with the game, which is like Tony Hawk clipped into a ramp that I was going up, and he got stuck behind it. So I was like stuck inside of the ramp. So yeah, it's in there.
Yeah.
But like, dude, honestly, like, they've all kind of had that. Some more and some less.
So tell us about the game, though, because we're really just talking around like what Tony Hawk 5 is. Like, what is Tony Hawk 5?
All right, it is back to the basics of the series. There's no open world or anything. It's 8 levels. And there's like a free in each level, you'll be automatically dropped into a free skate mode kind of thing. And in that free skate mode, there'll be other skaters, which it's one of the things that they advertise about the game. There's like 20 other skaters at the same time. There's no point to it, dude. Absolutely no point. So I can see someone else skating around the same fucking thing as me. Okay, so what? Anyways.
Is there like, can you run into them? Like,
you could run into them, it just
says... there's no, like, real purpose to them being there.
Like, even if you run into someone, it's not going to knock you off your board. It'll just say on the side of the screen, you know, Jeff ran into so-and-so. Like, okay. You know? Like, it has... as far as I can tell, it has 0 point. But in that free skate mode in the level, it has all the your classic objectives, like collect skate, collect combo... find the DVD and find the VHS.
Okay.
That's usually what it
so
is.
So, like the stuff that you would do in, like, a Tony Hawk game?
Yeah, in like, the old early ones, right. They would...
Like, the arcade-styled ones.
Like, in the old original ones, that was the whole game. Like, each level, like, you got dropped in, you had 2 minutes to do that.
You did your objectives that were in there. And...
Yeah. Now, it's a free skate mode that has these objectives, so there's no timer on it. You don't have 2 minutes, you just... you know, go and do that stuff for whenever you want. And I always try to do that stuff with, like, right when I unlock a new level, just to explore the level before I start doing missions in it. All right,
which doesn't sound like a bad design choice.
But those passing those missions do not help you unlock the next level. All they give you is stat points, which it's fine, whatever. It's just that is and you get stat points for doing missions as well. And yeah, you can still level up your character, which is nice. I like that. So then each level also has missions, and you could find those throughout the map and activate them, or you could just pull up a menu and start one. And you know, they're like weird different shit, like get a high score. You know, that's one that's been used a lot. It's one that I think is new, where it's like get through 30 rings as fast as possible, you know, and your amateur score is 30 seconds, or your whatever, your six scores 30 seconds, your amateur score is 90 seconds, whatever. And they're okay. And that's it. That's the game. Like, there's 8 levels of that. I am on level 7. And I put a lot of time into it, so...
Okay.
Even though it's only 8 levels, like, it does take you time to unlock each new one. And that's pretty much par for the course how old games were.
How does it look visually? Like, I mean, I know what I've seen, but, you know... It's not the same as seeing it on your television. Like, does it look like a modern game, or does it look like a PS, like, 3, Xbox 360 game?
It looks how it looks to you in whatever videos you've seen. Like,
okay, so kind of a little bit muddy.
Putting it on your TV is not going to change your opinion on it. I personally don't think it is. Like, there's a lot of people saying it looks like a PS1 or PS2 game. I don't think so. I think it looks like a 360 game.
Yeah,
like
I think
well, they were saying like late gen. I mean, late gen PS2 was pretty nice, though. So, it's pretty bad.
Show me a PS2 Tony Hawk that looks better than that. Well, I call bullshit.
Well, not Tony Hawk. I mean, how about the game Black?
There's a point of comparison though within the series that people supposedly love.
This is like what the like 12th game or something like that in the series, like.
Okay, I remember, like, Black, that video game called Black, that looked pretty nice on the Xbox.
Sure. Sure
it did. It did, but I don't know, maybe go back and look at it now, maybe it doesn't, because I'll tell you
I'm looking at images right now, it looks pretty nice, though.
I was looking at footage of a PS2 Tony Hawk game, and, yeah, this is way fucking better, dude, like...
Okay.
Yeah,
is it a good-looking game? No, it's an ugly game. But
you're still comparing to it. Let's just point out that we're still comparing to games that came out 10 years ago.
I know, but that's what people are saying. People are saying it looks like a PS2 game. They're like, no, it doesn't, dude.
Right. Well, even like Xbox 360, you're talking like 2008, 2009.
Sure, but I mean, Jeff's not saying it doesn't look. He's not saying it looks good. He's saying that it's not like as exaggerated as some people are getting at.
It looks like a 360 game, and I will say this, that I think Project 8 looked way, way better. And that Project 8 was probably 2008 or so.
Project 8 was 2006.
Okay, yikes. So there you go.
I happened to search Tony Hawk, and Google gave me like a timeline of all their games. So.
That's just me going by memory. I haven't gone back and compared it now. I almost guarantee I'm right.
So maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's not PS2. Still, talking 06. No, that's almost 10 years ago. They're paying $60 for this. Now.
I know. Well,
now.
Jeff also said that he doesn't think it's worth $60. So.
Okay, well, but Jeff still bought it. So.
And Jeff is a diehard fan.
Yeah, I would say
this game was made for people like Jeff.
Yes.
All right. Here's the whole reason I'm upset that like everyone's like trashing as hard as they are, because I see people say, "I love fucking Tony Hawk. I guess I'm not getting this one." And you're like, "Dude, like, it is worth $60 for me." You know what I'm saying? And if you are of that mindset of you fucking really miss Tony Hawk, you're gonna have fun with it, dude.
It's like, see, but when they originally announced it, I was a little excited because I was kind of hoping we talked a little bit about this on Twitter last night. Like, I asked you if it was comparable to SSX, and you said in no way, shape, or form. So, like, that was, like, a little disappointing to me, because I was like, if they had made kind of, like, something comparable to that, then I would be on board. But really, if they just went back and kind of redid original Tony Hawk and just made it kind of brought it so you can now play it on the Xbox One and PS4, I don't know if I'm on board. I might try and rent it, though.
I would say it's a good rental. I mean, it'll take you a couple days, for sure, because it's hard to get through some of that shit, but also, it's a good buy. I'd say at 30 or under. You're gonna get time, a good decent chunk of time out of it. Good time. Oh. Like if you're looking for that type of game, if you are into Tony Hawk, like absolutely at $30.
I do want to question, like, why is there no character creator?
It's weird. I haven't fucked around with it, but I've seen other videos about it.
There's a list of characters. You can change any of them, right? But you can't, like, you can't just create your own character with your own moveset. You have to kind of go with, like, a pre-selected moveset.
Yeah, it's weird, but I think at the end of the day, like, whatever then. Like, if you could make Tony Hawk look like an alien, or you can make him look like whatever, like, then who cares if it's Tony Hawk? Like, I don't know. I never was huge into that shit anyways, so I always usually play as Tony Hawk. Like,
right.
I guess I'm weird like that, but... So yeah, I
know really that just it. To me that just kind of like diminishes the progression side of it. I guess is like I can't create my own character and you know my own move set. Like if I was an actual skateboarder, I'm not. I could never skateboard.
Well, yeah, some of the later games let you edit your own move sets. Maybe all of them. I never did that shit. I always just did it how it was. But for me, the progression of the game and the progression for the first three of them or four of them at the very least is. You get the new level, dude. Like, you're working towards that new level. You're like, God damn it, I gotta do 15 things in here to get the new level. And sometimes they're really hard.
I am glad you are enjoying Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I am. I could give you a list of pros and cons.
Sure. Go ahead.
Pros. I was just writing these down because I'm going to do a review probably. Pros are a very short list. New Tony Hawk.
All right.
That's a good way to start. All right.
The core gameplay is still fun. The gameplay generally feels right. It feels better than HD. Soundtrack feels right. There's a few songs I actually really, really like. There's some new fun mission and like types of missions. Like there's one where your head slowly expands and it will explode if you don't land enough tricks.
Okay.
I don't know. It's fun.
I saw one where you have to eat ice cream cones and your head expands until you drop them off into a pool.
Yes, yes. That's there's a few of those throughout the game, and I really like those ones too because it's a. You'll be out there collecting all these. Like, you have to get like 60 ice cream cones into this pool, right? So you go around the level and you have like 40, and if you fall, you're going to lose them. So it's a like risk reward type thing.
Right.
Like, do I go back now and bank these that I got in the pool, or do I stay out here longer, try to get more faster? I like that one. That's a good one. Some of the levels are good. I know a lot of people say they look small and they're like lifeless, and I could see that, but I generally like the levels that are in there. Problem is, there's only 8, and a few of them have been recycled to death at this point, so... Like, the school one is exactly the last time I played school. It was, like, the same shit.
There are, like, user-created levels, too, though, right?
Supposedly. I haven't gotten to that shit yet. That is one thing that they advertise as a big part about the game. And, I have no interest in creating levels for it. And we'll see. I don't think there's a ton of people that bought this, so... we'll see.
There probably isn't a ton of parks out there to play, either.
Well, I remember... I got to the fourth level or so, like the first day, and it told me somewhere on one of the screens how many people had played that level, and it was around 1,000.
Oh, wow.
So, there you go.
Huh. Activision. So, you got any more pros and cons?
Oh, yeah. Well, I liked that the classic objectives like skate and combo are in there, and also my girlfriend's having fun with it, so that tells you something right there. She doesn't like games or anything at all, and she's been playing it and just having fun skating around and trying shit here and there. Cons. No split screen. Graphics. Technical issues. The level has to reload every time you enter or exit a mission. So while you are in free skate and you want to enter a mission, it reloads the whole level for you. Then there's a new slam mechanic, which you press Y to grind, But if you're in the air, you can slam down onto a grind. It's gonna fuck you up more than help you. Say if you're in midair and you slam, like you hit the grind button, you'll just go magnetically straight towards the ground. Before, I like to anticipate my grind, so I could be midair and go, I know I'm gonna hit this rail and I'm gonna hit Y. Well, if I do that midair, it'll just send me to the ground instead of the rail. So it's fucking dumb. It's like that's the only new mechanic. It's the only new mechanic they introduced, and it's terrible. You can't customize your deck. You can't alter the soundtrack playlists to not play certain songs. In fact, you can't even see the soundtrack playlist.
Oh.
This standard little nitpicky things, but they've been in all of them. It's like you could say, I don't want this song to play, or whatever. Like, right. You can't even see the playlist. I'll skip some of these. There's a lot. The levels are not as good as Neversoft's levels. Let's see. Oh, and this is the big thing. This is a huge one for me. We haven't touched on yet. Remember, I was saying it looked like all like the tricks were there. They're not. You can't trick while grinding or manualing or fucking doing a lip trick. You can't do tricks anymore. So while you're grinding, the only way you're gonna add your score is by doing flip tricks and shit as you're grinding.
Okay.
And stringing it, but you can't like tap, X or B to add tricks to your grind and shit like that. And it's like, dude, that's been around since 4 probably. Like, why is it not in here?
All right.
So that's it. I know we talked about it for a long time, but I had a lot of emotions to get out. Yeah.
Well, sounds like it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Am I? No, I am. I am. I really am. I have to say, if you're diehard, you bought it, dude.
So probably bought it already.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Jeff speaking to the choir.
Exactly. The choir of two.
Anybody else play anything new?
Oh yeah, there was another huge release this week.
Yeah.
NBA 2K16.
Ah yes. Tell us about
Of course, basketball. I'm playing that. I haven't played a lot of it, but I did start my player career, and you start off now in high school, and you play like three high school games. Then you go to and then as you play, depending on how well you do, you get recruited by colleges, and it's really weird. You see this, like, the coach comes in and gives you this like recruiting spiel from each college. Which was kind of fun with the first three, and then the next three got a little bit less fun, and then there were three more. I'm just kind of... there were too many. And then you start your college career, and depending on how well you do... Oh,
field goal, baby.
Field goal. That sound, they're down the middle. It's good.
Oh, they won?
Anyway, Baltimore won, yeah. Anyway, depending on how well you do, you'll see your, like, draft stock, and it'll go up or it'll go down, and they'll be talking about you as an enigma. Is he going to come out his freshman year, and what's going to happen? I'm still in college though, so I don't know where everything's going to end up, but it's very story based when you start off with my player now. Okay. Like very, very story based.
It's a Spike Lee joint, isn't it?
It is, and Spike Lee makes an appearance.
Yeah, it's a joint.
Talks about what's going on, and says how they're going to focus on things that aren't just like your on-court play, but also like your interactions with your family. It is kind of weird. I designed my player, to be like me, like I do every year. So he's a white dude, and then you end up in the projects, inner city of Harlem, and your entire family is black, which just seemed kind of weird to me. Not that that's a poor choice, but I wish I had made my character black so it kind of fit, because you have a twin. So I'm this white dude, my twin sister, and we look nothing like. It's just very strange to me.
Huh.
I mean, it's a cool story though, and it's like your sister is like a basketball player as well. I've taught you all your skills, blah blah blah. It's just kind of weird that you have this family that's you created your player, but your family is based on like this non-created player, but this generic whatever. But so far, you know, having fun with it. Need to play more, but not very far along.
You can get NBA Live. Yeah.
I've already downloaded NBA Live, so I'm going to try the trial.
Oh yeah, it's on EA Access, I guess.
Yeah, so I think it's 8 hours. Yeah. So I'll play around with that a little bit. I'm expecting it to be not nearly as good, but you never know.
So we'll hear more basketball from you in the near future.
Oh yes.
Funny joke, real quick. I called my GameStop to ask them if they were having a midnight release for, like, on Monday night. And the guy was like, "For what game?" I was like, "I don't know, doesn't an NBA game come out tonight? And Tony Hawk?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah."
Well, it's funny, if you pre-ordered NBA 2K16, it came out last Friday.
Well, I asked him about that, too. Like, and that, I guess that was, like, a perk of pre-ordering. I was like, that's awesome. I asked about that, but so I knew that was already out though when I called. I was just hoping they would somehow have a midnight release for NBA Live and fucking Tony Hawk. And he was just like unaware that there were games coming out on Tuesday.
GameStop, source of all gaming news.
2K's already out, bro. Like, what else are you gonna buy this week? You know?
Oh, there is that EA one, I guess.
Yeah. And that Tony Hawk game, everyone knew was gonna be trash.
Oh yeah.
Fozzie, you playing anything this week?
I'm trying to get through Metal Gear. It's getting too. Better and better. It's like a fine wine, my friends. Now that's a quality.
Game. That's not what it sounds like. Yeah, that sounds fallacious.
What?
I don't believe what you just said.
Why?
Fozzie, I think I'm on almost mission 30, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I played the fuck out of it.
Oh my god, you're almost as far as me.
Yeah.
I think I'm right around 27, 28, maybe.
I can't remember what I did last, but it was right around that number, and I haven't played it in a couple
days. Wait, Tony. Let's go back to Tony's accusations here. Not justified at all. Sir? Okay? No, it is amazing, because now like, I have such a, like, just such an abundance of different ways to do things. I have a sleep grenade now. It's awesome. Put people to sleep. I can stun people now, and now my sniper rifle that is has tranquilizers, that has a suppressor on it now. So it's like I'm just living a good life.
That sounds fantastic, Fozzie.
And quiet now.
Yes, I have all blue weapons right now.
Yeah, see, I have all blue, and now but Quiet's leveled up where she can have non-lethal weapons as well.
Right, and I want that one so bad, dude.
Oh, dude. And
so bad.
All you do is you go to the buddy support, and then you put her on attack mode. She'll just start popping people left and right. It's great.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's so awesome, because then they all look at her, and they start firing at her. So I'm just, like, creeping around, and, oh, my God, I've got so many containers. I love it. It's like, I love seeing all the containers. I'm like, oh, this is, like, gold, baby. There's like eight of them.
You know why I want that so bad? Is because there's missions I hate in the game though now, where there's like kid soldiers and you can't kill them and shit. Like, I hate those missions, dude.
Well, yeah.
And so if you had her with that silent rifle or the tranquil,
non-lethal, right?
Yeah, that would be so key, dude. Like, she could actually do shit for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate those missions too, but
those suck. Oh my god!
Great. I went online for a second and then I went right off because I was still nervous. I don't know how the online works, but I feel like I don't have enough people on my base yet. To like, I'm just nervous. I don't want to get attacked. I feel like it's like Dark Souls, where like I just don't want to be in the middle of a mission and someone's attacking my base, and I have to go and deal with that. No, I don't want to do that.
I think they can also attack your base when you're not even there.
That's what I'm saying, is like, they can attack you and you're not there. So, then I have to worry about that all the time. Like, I don't want to deal with that.
But I mean, like, they can attack your base while you're, like, at work.
Oh, I see. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
so,
why,
like,
you're gonna
come back from work and, like, find out that, like, they've stolen all your fuel.
Yeah, exactly. Or they can, like, straight up, I think, take some of your people from you. So
yes, they can Fulton your people out.
I don't want that.
I think they can only take X, like, there's a limit to how much they can take, but...
I think that they can't take direct contract people.
Right?
I believe that's true. So all my guys are A-plus, are under that direct contract, but still, like, I don't want to lose A people, so...
Right.
I feel like I need to get more of a base, because I do have that secondary FOB right now, but I went back offline. I still need to get more soldiers, though. Just crazy. I can't believe... I've been Fultoning all the soldiers I've ever seen, and I'm still running out of people to fucking put in my bases, so... yeah. I still love it. It's a great game. It's not Metal Gear. I would never do that to anyone. But...
Yeah, it's something else. It's a
game of the year.
I think if it wasn't called Metal Gear, I would be way more enthusiastic about it. But there's like, I have an expectation for Metal Gear, and this is not giving me that, like, 30 hours in. I'm enjoying it, especially now that I have and it's allowing me to play. Like, I'm still able to go through and shoot everyone, but I've now, like, upgraded my weapons so they're all blue, so, like, I just put them to sleep or stun them. So I'm not killing anybody, but, like, before I would just kill everybody. So, like, it's actually, like, catered to me, but it's, like, there are things about Metal Gear that I'm kind of missing from this.
It's I understand.
I heard the ending's been disappointing, too.
I do miss, like, the absolute over-the-top ridiculousness.
Right.
It's just... It's tough. It's like... I want two games. I want this game, and I want my stupid Metal Gear.
Yes.
You know? And that's the problem, is that... The reason this game is so good, because there's simply not enough action stealth games that do it right. So that's why, like, I'm not really mad about it. I'm not mad that I don't have that Metal Gear game that I wanted. Because, this, really, like, unless you're thinking... I could think maybe Dishonored was probably the last good stealth game. And that was a couple years ago, right? Or maybe a year ago? Yeah, 1 or 2 years ago. It was 20...
No, was it even 3 years ago?
Three.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, so, I mean, like, there's that, there's Deus Ex, and those are really kind of the only good last-gen stealth games, and besides that, like, there really hasn't been any, and I miss that, so, if this was kind of, like, something I've played a lot of already, I would probably be really pissed off at this game, but it's a shame, because you're not going to get a Metal Gear game.
No, and you're not
going to get like that over the top ridiculousness.
I think that, and knowing that, like, this is it, like, that Kojima's gone from Konami, like, in the next, like, couple months, and he's never going to do, like, another Metal Gear game. You're never going to.
They're never going to do one.
Right? They're more than likely never going to do another Metal Gear game, at least not like this. Maybe, so
maybe like 20 years down the road, but it won't be. You know, whatever. Like, you might try to cast in on that nostalgia at some point, but it's not going to be a Kojima.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of where it's a little disappointing, but whatever. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. So Metal Gear. Tony played some Destiny with us.
Oh, God.
And it was Destiny.
It was exactly what I remember Destiny being.
It's changed so much. It really is. It's really funny because, like, Don and I are playing the expansion with our main characters, and the game, like, I was kind of hoping that going back, like, that they would have fixed some things and it would be a little bit different. No, it's exactly the same Destiny, and it's like, this is so disappointing going back to this, because I know that, like, the stuff that starts year two is so much better. It's just... It's really, really disheartening.
I like how they replaced Peter Dinklage with Nolan North, and he sounds exactly the same as Peter Dinklage did.
Yeah, and I think...
What a waste.
I think you said it. It was the direction, really, like,
It's got to be
the beginning because and the writing was terrible too. Like his lines were awful. Like,
yeah.
Because he has really good lines in the new expansion. Like it's actually really funny the interaction that the ghost has with other characters, has with you. But none of that is evident here. It's just he's delivering the same lines, same cadence.
It's like, why even make the change at that point?
I did have fun playing through that like first section of the game, but that was more because we were all playing together, just making fun of everything.
Well, that's just it. The fun part was playing with you guys. It wasn't playing Destiny.
Yeah.
Aww.
Which is a shame, because Don and I are actually having fun playing Destiny by itself now. Ew. Like the main game. But
I watched Giant Bomb was playing a raid.
Uh-huh.
And it just made me hate the game more, I think. I don't know.
Why's that?
Because they were on this one, the same spot for like over an hour, and like I like felt the energy, like I just felt the disappointment, because like in Metal Gear there's a lot of parts where like I get frustrated and like, okay, there goes an hour of my time, but it's because I did something wrong. With Destiny, with these raids, like it's six people, they're going through one part where like you have to jump on these platforms and you have to do it in a certain order, and it didn't even seem fun. It just felt like, okay, you're taking all these orders, and like there's just you. It was very specific, and it didn't feel like they were enjoying themselves. It just felt like, I mean, obviously maybe like the end game, like final result is great, like a great feeling, but
no, I get what you're saying. So I played some of the first raid. One, it's just a pain in the ass getting six people together.
Sure.
So we were playing with Tony, so it was Tony, myself, and Don. That's only half of what you need to raid. Like, because you can't do the raid with just three people. You need...
Right. Like, is there matchmaking the raid as
no,
well?
No, there's no matchmaking for the raid.
That's insane.
It's like, there's matchmaking for strikes, but there's no matchmaking for the raid. And the strikes are like the mini kind of raids.
I just wonder how they justify, like... I mean, we're all working adults, and some of us don't work, or some of us work on Saturdays and Sundays. So, I mean, it really hinders the experience, because the raids, to me, are the best part about MMOs, and all MMOs are the raids. Like,
right,
the reason
and
you
like
play
the,
an MMO.
The social aspects of Destiny, like, in the game are non-existent, and it gets me really angry when you see people, like, big Destiny fans that do like consistently play and raid all the time. Oh, well, you just got to go to like a looking for group site or something like that. No, I shouldn't have to like go out of the game to like look for people to play with me. that seems nuts to me. But the new stuff though is really really good. The old stuff is still, well, it's still Destiny. We're hoping Tony continues to play with us.
I'll play again. We can play again this weekend. We'll
do the moon.
That's right. The moon is next. The moon is not enough.
No, then we'll have to go to Venus.
God.
Which actually, I like the Venus stuff. Actually, I like the Mars stuff. It's not the Mars stuff. I like the moon stuff. The Mars stuff is where I think the game like starts to take a weird shit. And then it picks up after that, but anyway, that's Destiny. At some point I will do the raids, but I'm not quite ready to do the new one yet. I'm only 281 equipment level, so Don is, I think, 291. He actually sent me a text last night. It was either last night or the night before. Can you come and help me do something? So I'm getting my ass kicked. So me and one of his other friends had to go in and help him do like this mission because he could not pass it. He had played it for an hour and a half by himself and died, I think, like 47 times. And then we got in and I think we died the first time, and then we did it again, and then we were able to do it. Anybody else play anything?
What else have I played? No.
No.
Nope. I played the moving game. I moved last week.
That's the worst game ever.
Yeah. And I did it stupid because I thought, okay, so I moved into the same, it's the same building, right, where I work. And then also, it's the same floor. So I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. I'm literally just going to take a dolly. I'm just going to transport everything. But my realization was that the fact that I didn't pack anything up was kind of my downfall. So, because, literally the whole day, I was just moving stuff. So I started at 9 a.m. I didn't get finished till 7. But the nice thing about that is that when I did have everything moved in here, I didn't have to unpack everything. Like, I was already putting things where they had to be. So, it was, I guess, a trade-off there, but, yeah, it was, God, I don't want... I've moved once a year, every year since I've lived in Seattle. I think I found my spot. Like, I'm going to be here for, like, 5 years.
Dude, I avoid moving. I will stay in a shithole forever. I don't care. Hate moving.
I mean, yeah, it's shitty, but fuck.
I'm lazy.
So you guys want to do some news?
Ew.
I don't think we covered this last week, but Call of Duty
Black Ops.
Oh, yeah.
I had this on my list.
Well, there's two Call of Duty stories. But,
I heard this.
First one, let's actually talk about the fact that there's no campaign on the PS3 and Xbox 360 game. and they're selling it for $50. I mean, they're basically, I think I heard on Giant Bomb, like, they were saying, basically they're saying that their campaign's only worth $10.
Like, yeah, essentially, right?
Because they're saying their multiplayer only is worth $50, and then, you know, if you get it on next gen, where they can't do it on the 360 or PS3, they say.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Call of Duty is not that, like, overwhelmingly impressive campaign-wise.
Yeah, it's not like... This is not like a new engine or anything, right? It's the same shit.
It's probably still the Call of Duty 4 engine, just modified again.
Probably.
Because that's what last year's was, so... that's nuts. Yeah, so... I mean, I don't know if any of us are even getting Call of Duty this year, but...
I don't know.
You sounded like maybe there for a second, Fozzie.
I haven't even played it. I haven't even played the beta, but there's a lot of people in my feed when it first came out that were in love with it.
But, I did not like it.
I mean, I thought the campaign was good for Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
And yeah, I actually, I like that one and a lot. I feel like if I had the right people, I would have enjoyed Call of Duty, but because I like kind of like the... It felt like a better Destiny. Like, I felt that, like, I was getting loot, and I felt like I was getting it at a good pace. Like, it didn't feel...
Oh, yeah.
You know, it didn't feel like I had to play 6 hours to get, like, one piece of equipment. It was just, you know, every couple hours, like, you get some new thing, and the level system was great. It wasn't like Battlefield, so every couple levels you get something new. I don't know. Like, it felt like a good package, but I feel like I didn't have anyone on my feed that played it, so... Turn, I didn't play either.
I played it till I prestiged once.
Okay. I think I got, like 40-something, but yeah, I stopped after that.
I guess the other Call of Duty story was the PR stunt that they pulled.
This was the mock disaster.
Yes, where they said Singapore was being attacked by terrorists.
Terrible idea. What a terrible, terrible idea.
Like, so they had changed their Twitter feed to like some like news aggregate site. Like, it still said Call of Duty as the name, but like their title was like Worldwide News Aggregator or something like that. And then they started reporting on this terrorist attack in Singapore that wasn't happening. I don't know how that got through, like, the lawyers or anybody.
Who thought that was a good idea? I mean...
So dumb. Call of Duty. I guess they're really desperate to get people talking about them.
Yeah, apparently.
They're going to be once the game ships, and it's garbage as well, in my opinion. Did any of you guys like the beta on that game?
I did. I mean, it was okay. I was not like, I need to play this.
I didn't care for it at all.
I didn't, like, it was weird, because it was like, it was almost like Destiny multiplayer, like, where you play a class now, and that class has a special, like, a power, and it fills up almost like the special in Destiny does, where it's like you're doing things, or over time, the meter's slowly filling, and then when it hits there, you can then use the whatever this. So I was playing like the scout, and which has like the bow and arrow type thing. But then there, I guess there was other ones that you could do too. I don't know. It was weird. I was not a big fan.
It doesn't feel like Call of Duty to me. I don't know.
No, too much, something different.
Too many good things coming out too around it. Like way too many good things. So.
Yeah, I mean Halo comes out like. At the end of October, then you have Fallout and Tomb Raider, and they're single-player games, but then Battlefront, like, comes out right after that. It's like, where does Call of Duty fit this year?
Also, guys, Halo comes out this month.
It does.
It does, yeah.
25 days away.
Excited.
Is it?
It's 25 days. It comes out the
27th. Whoa, Hefe's a Halo fan?
Oh, fuck yes,
this
dude.
This is new.
I love Halo. I'm not as big as into it as like Chris probably, but like I enjoy all the games.
Yeah, I've played a lot of Halo this year already, so
yeah,
very much looking forward to it.
I just realized earlier tonight it comes out this month, like a couple weeks. It's like yes,
25 days. Speaking of campaigns, though, Rainbow Six has no campaign.
That's right. And now none of us are going to buy it except Don. He's already bought it.
Scratched off the list.
Yep.
Poor Don.
I actually really enjoyed like the Rainbow Six campaigns. I'm not a big fan of their multiplayer. And with all the other multiplayer games coming out this fall, like that's like at the bottom.
Is that still coming out this fall?
It comes out in December?
December, I think they moved it.
I thought it got delayed.
It did. It was supposed to come out in October. It got delayed till December, like early December.
Nope.
Yeah. Did anybody play the beta?
Nah.
I know Don.
No, I should, because I am kind of excited for that game. Not like, more like I'll buy it when it's $30 or something. But
right.
It seems cool. Like I like the concept. Great.
Sure. I just don't know if I can get behind. And not that I have anything against multiplayer-only games. I mean, I played Titanfall. That game was great. But that's not why I play Rainbow Six, so... let's see. What else we got here? Nobody cares about U2's music coming to Rock Band 4.
No. I already came to my phone and I didn't invite it.
Right. Well, I don't think it's gonna like come into your Rock Band unless you invite it. They're probably gonna charge you for it, so
thank God.
A couple other things here. Twitch plays Dark Souls, beat Dark Souls.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. It took 40.
How did that happen?
Well, you know that they like they basically hacked the game to make it turn-based. So
you would do something, then the game would pause,
and then like they would do the vote on like what would you do next, and then it would do that. And...
But it pauses while you're doing the vote, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say.
So that's how they were able to like get through, because they were, I guess they played for like 10 days or something and couldn't move at all.
Yeah, I remember seeing obviously. A story that Twitch couldn't play Dark Souls. Yeah. That was the... Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. That weird Deus Ex pre-order campaign?
You can no longer augment your pre-order.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It was canceled. Now you can buy a collector's edition for like $130 and get everything that was offered. That thing was flawed from the beginning.
I think they should have a regular edition where you get all the upgrades. What the fuck, man?
What do you mean?
I think it should be in the game. Why do you have to get a collector's edition for that shit?
Well, I mean, like, the collector's edition has, like, physical items and shit, so... that you weren't gonna get for, like, a $60...
Yeah.
Package. I mean, there are some, like... I don't know. Let's see. There is, like, a digital art book... soundtrack, the extra in-game mission, that's the one that I think, like, you probably want, right, Jeff?
Maybe I don't care. I'll just get for the base game. I'll be fine.
They announced the, the October Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus games.
Oh. So disappointed.
Anything good? No?
The Walking...
The Walking Dead Season 1 on Xbox One. And
everyone's playing it.
Something else.
Walking Dead.
It wasn't anything impressive, though, so...
I'm looking at my Xbox right now, and it looks like that dog game for your World War One guy.
Oh, Valiant Hearts. Yes. If you haven't played that, you should get that.
Dog guy.
Yeah.
That game is good. A damn good game, actually.
That Double Fine adventure game on PlayStation Plus
I'm
trying to think of what the game was called. Broken Age. That's the PlayStation Plus game. This, for PS4 this
I kickstarted it and I still haven't played it yet, so it shows you how awesome Kickstarter.
Way to go.
Yeah, you know, I like to support the people.
Did you guys catch the craziness that is going on with Cloud Imperium Games or Robert Space Industries?
There was that story about how they hate their employees. It's
nice. So there was a huge article on The Escapist today that, like, I guess they talked to some ex-employees and that remained anonymous for obvious reasons. And they detail some really shitty working conditions and that there's only about, like, $10 million left out of the almost $90 million that they collected.
Right.
Now, I mean, we don't know how true that is. Like,
are you serious?
But that's what these employees were saying.
And they spent it on some really ridiculous things,
yeah, like, too. Like vacations and a mansion and...
Completely redoing parts of the game that weren't finished...
Yeah.
For no reason.
And not working on things that needed to be done and making...
When the fuck is Star Citizen coming out?
Never.
It's never.
Like, based on this, it's never coming out. But I guess Chris Roberts came out and he put a long forum post and a response to The Escapist up on the Robert Space Industry site. It was pretty tough to read because he keeps blaming it on this guy Derek Smart, who was the guy who was like, he was like a failed game designer or whatever, and he wanted his money back from them for the Kickstarter thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
And they gave him the money back, but he was still kind of being a dick. Well. I guess Chris Roberts said that, like, this is all stems from that, and that he basically attacked the writer of the article, saying that she was in league with Derek Smart, and it was
always works out well.
It was a crazy piece of it's a crazy rebuttal, and I don't know what the hell that thing is anymore. It's a glorious, glorious train wreck. And they have 30 of my dollars.
Why? Why did you give them money, Chris? Why?
It's like I wanted Freelancer.
You wanted a spaceship.
I did. I have a spaceship, and I can play it in my. I can fly it in a, like, very limited space area, but I can get into my spaceship in the air. I can look at the stuff in my spaceship.
Can you fight battles with your spaceship?
Can against other people. I am not very good, though. I would just use my spaceship to, like, deliver shit. And try and run away from fights if I had to. I can also take my person and run around this, like, city they built, which you can't do anything in, just run around it.
Sounds useful.
Yeah. So, who knows what that game is. Who knows whatever's gonna happen to it. It's a shame that it was a cool premise, but they have fucked it all up. So, I think that's it for news. Unless you guys
got some more.
What do you got?
Do you guys see that GameStop CEO said that physical media is never going away?
Yes. Forever. I'm sure he has no incentive for saying something like that.
No, none at all.
Alright, well, here's my thought on that, is he might be right, but there will not be a GameStop. They still might print discs, but there ain't going to be enough of that for
right.
a GameStop.
Right, just like they like still like print CDs.
There's still records.
And they still
yeah.
they make vinyl records. Like, vinyl records yeah. are making a comeback in the collector's market. Like,
yeah, but there's no GameStop market for that. You know, that's its future. It's like, yeah, you could get it somehow. You can get it on disc. Like, you can go on Amazon and get it on disc if you want, but no one's going to do it. Not enough.
Right.
That's the future. Sorry, GameStop.
I do think people, I don't know if you guys read the Polygon article or if you've read, like, it somewhere else because it was reported everywhere, but there were people on there, like crazily, like, defending GameStop because they really like physical media.
I still buy most of my games that way, but, like, I'm just... That's a fact, right? Like, that's gotta be a fact. It happened with every other media already.
Right, and, like, well... It's happened with games already, just not in the console space. Like,
yeah,
if
exactly.
If you play PC games, you don't go to a store and buy, like, a physical box anymore. Like,
yeah.
Not... I don't know. Tony, Fozzie, have you bought,
yeah.
like, an actual physical PC game?
Not in
oh
years.
My god.
Like,
yeah.
outside of, like, a... Like, I have the StarCraft 2, like, the
last one I
Legacy
bought,
of Wood. I have the collector's
yeah.
edition pre-order.
Yeah, there. Right. I have the Diablo 3 collector's edition.
Yeah.
That's it.
But that's like it. Like, unless like I'm getting like something special, we buy it on Steam, right? Like,
yeah, it pretty much doesn't exist anymore. There is no.
I mean, most computers nowadays don't even have CD drives. Like, you just don't have that. It's not
right.
a thing.
Like, my laptop has no optical drive at all.
Right.
And I can see that happening. Like, they're pushing us in that direction. They're doing it slowly, but they are pushing us in that direction with these consoles. Like, I mean, just look at Tony Hawk. Like, what, Jeff? What was the install on that? Like 4.5 gigs or something like that off the disc.
Oh, that's something weird too. I would like to discuss because
the patch is
that's
like
what I've...
7 gigs.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's the story, is the game itself was, like, 4 gigs, and the patch was, like, almost 8 gigs.
Right.
Yeah, but most of the game wasn't on the disc itself. It
that,
was just,
that's
like,
the story,
the level designer
okay.
and something else.
But that's the story I read, and it was pertaining to the PS4 version. On Xbox One, when I pre-ordered it, it just said it was a 7.8 gig download, and that was it. And
what,
I had no
what,
update when I started
oh, right,
cause it.
Oh, right, because you didn't buy it physically. You bought it
yeah.
digitally, though. That must be it. I wonder if the disc pressed is 4.5 gigs, but then it's requiring
yeah.
this extra download.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah. That's
so you had everything, like you had it all in the one spot.
Yeah, there was no update. Like, I downloaded it and the game was ready to go.
That's nuts.
So then the whole thing, what? Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So like, if you had bought it physically, you would have had to install the 4.5 gigs off the disc and then download the 7 gigs.
Well, the worst thing that I heard, and I can't, you know, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that if you buy the disc version, all that's on the disc is the tutorial on the first level.
Wow.
So, like, if you don't connect to the internet with that game, you don't have the game. Like if you bought that and, like, you don't connect to the internet, you have a tutorial on one level.
Yeah, so people saying, like, this isn't already happening are a little delusional.
Yeah,
that's really shitty though. Like,
I don't know if that's true though. Like I think it'll be widely reported.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna rent it this weekend, and I will unplug the Xbox first. I will unplug it from my network and install it and see what I get.
If that's really true, that's fucking bogus. Like, there needs to be a huge warning sticker on the front of it. Like, by the way, you don't have the internet.
Right. Don't like, buy this game is like.
It would be like. Requires internet.
I mean, I think Destiny, like, if you buy a physical copy of Destiny, it says
requires internet.
Yeah, it tells you you need that, because, like, it's an online only game. Wow. You got any other news, Jeff?
Yeah, there's one other thing I had. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Going back to Tony Hawk. Activision, this is just a headline, and that's all it really is. Activision aware of Tony Hawk 5 issues and working with devs to address.
Well, that's nice that they know they're out there.
They're acknowledging it. We are aware that this was a huge fucking mess. And we're going to blame it on those guys and see what they do to fix it.
Yeah, Robomoto, huh?
But this is what happens when you design a game in 4 hours.
You know what? I don't blame it on them. I blame the whole Tony Hawk debacle, like, the franchise, like, life as a whole. I
blame it on Tony Hawk.
I blame it on
Hawkman? No.
It's all his fault.
Not him.
No. It's not Activision.
No, it is. You're right.
Legend.
They killed it. Like, Neversoft was a great studio, and killed it by making them do yearly releases, and... When you look back at what the Neversoft did with those games, even under yearly release schedule, and they were way better than this game, so I don't know.
And then they drove Neversoft into the ground by making them work on Guitar Hero yearly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, they just destroyed that studio, a really good studio.
Neversoft still made the best Spider-Man game.
I remember that Spider-Man game. It was good.
The PS1 Spider-Man.
Yeah. It was on the computer, too, I think.
Yeah. All right. I know we got questions, but let's very quickly do our football picks.
Oh.
Right.
Football bound jet.
So here.
Great game this week, by the way, Fozzie. Great game.
Hey. Here's where we stand after 3 weeks. Fozzie is 9-3.
Yeah.
Ooh, Fozzie leading the way.
Yeah.
Jeff is 7-5. Don is 7-5, and Tony and myself are also 9-3.
Wow.
So
I should be 10-2.
Okay, well, but, you had a white spot there.
Where, why the hell would I ever root for the goddamn Patriots? That's just disgusting. It's not even American. Ew.
All right, so here are the games for this week. Fozzie, Giants at Bills.
I got OBJ going all the way that game. Let's go, Giants.
All right. Jeff?
I don't know what any of that means, but I'm going Bills.
Don has picked the Giants as well. Tony?
Where is this game being played?
In Buffalo.
I'm going with the Bills.
Fuck yeah.
Me too. They are now Jeff's team.
Mm-hmm. They're this year's team for me, and then I'll turn my back on them next year when they suck.
Insult me, sir. You don't stand by your team. They're the worst.
The Texans at the Falcons.
Falcons, sure. At Falcons, yes.
Yeah, in Atlanta. Jeff.
Okay. I'm going to have to listen and go with the majority on this one, because I have no idea about either of those teams.
Okay, well, Don is going with Falcons. Tony?
Falcons.
Yeah, I am also going with the Falcons. I mean,
and
Julio
I
Jones.
Ooh, Julio gave me that fancy points, boy.
He has been a beast. You're going with the Falcons as well, Jeff.
What's the other team?
The Texans.
I'm going with the Texans.
All right.
Oh my!
I'm gonna go against the majority.
You watch football.
I'm gonna go against the majority here, because dude,
the Jaguars could win the AFC South this year. Just
saying. There's always a free game, dude. The Jags You don't know. You don't know.
Oh, Super Bowl bound Jags are never free. And they get every win, deservedly so.
Well, this one is all for Jeff, as his Bears. Divisional, but I'm not doing the Bears games. Actually, I don't even know if the Bears are playing this week. I'm doing the Vikings versus the Broncos. So the Bears division rival there, the Vikings.
Where's that?
It is in Denver.
I'll go Broncos.
I go Broncos all the way, baby.
All right. Don is also going with the Broncos. Tony,
it's Broncos and who?
The Vikings. Adrian Peterson, the league's leading rusher, versus the good Denver. Yeah, I believe he is the leading rusher right now.
I think I got to go Broncos. It's hard to count.
I mean that Denver D is really good. I'm gonna go with the Broncos as well. So. That was a sweep there. Nobody went against that. And here's a our quarterbacks are both injured. The Cowboys versus the Saints, although Breeze might play.
This is the Sunday night game.
Boys lost last week, right?
They did. They were winning, too.
Yeah, who they lose to again?
The Falcons. The Falcons came back and destroyed them.
Yeah, they did. That's two bad teams. Is it at Dallas?
It is at New Orleans.
Oh my god. I'm going to go New Orleans just because I feel like they haven't won a game yet. They're hungry. They're hungry for that one.
Okay. Don is going with the Saints.
What's their QB now with the Cowboys? It's not Whedon, is it?
It is Whedon.
It is Whedon.
Oh god, never put your money on Whedon.
never bet on Whedon.
No, you don't bet on a man that was 28 years old when he came out.
Jeff,
I guess I'm gonna have to go Saints as well, since I got all that information there.
Tony,
god, I hate both these teams.
It's a rough pick.
Are they playing in Dallas?
They are in New Orleans.
Oh god, in the dome.
In the dome.
You know, the Cowboys are a better team. I'm going with Cowboys.
Alright, I'm going to go with the Saints. So.
Got some interesting picks this year. Or this week.
Texas, baby.
Oh my god, you're going to get it. This is going to be embarrassing.
Looks like
Saints, college football.
So, what we got here is good. The Giants Bills game were split. Like, it's 3-3-2. Yeah. Falcons Texans is 4-1 that way. Everyone's got the Broncos, and the Saints are 4-1 over the Cowboys there, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah. Some potential for a big, big turnout.
If Jeff gets his right.
I'm worried about the Bills game now, but I think we stick with because Bills are 2-1 and the Giants are 1-2. So I just feel that Giants are going to come out pretty strong. You gotta believe in the Eli.
It's a Tyrod Taylor though.
Played for Virginia Tech. I remember
him. Tyrod.
Decent speak in college, but yeah.
Tyrod.
I don't know. Stop saying his name.
Jeff, we got some questions?
I just got one.
Movie Dude questions?
I mean, no.
Movie Dude questions. We did not have.
I don't think I have those either.
No. Did you? I don't think you asked for them, did you?
Yes, about Tony Hawk, and no one responded.
I know. No, someone responded. It was Josh, but not about Tony Hawk. He said, "Why haven't you started playing ESO yet? Is that Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls Online."
And let me tell you why you haven't started playing it. It's because it's boring as shit.
I thought you have. I thought you have started playing it.
I did start playing it, and I did not enjoy it at all. Don likes it, but I think it sucks. So
all right, so two of us have played it.
On it, yeah.
I know that Josh has put like 9,000 hours into it, and
that's insane.
How does he do that and play Destiny as much as he does?
That's weird.
How is it possible?
Well, that's the reason why I don't play either of those games, because it's like I don't want to devote a huge chunk of time to one game, really.
Plus, in a game like Elder Scrolls, I mean, all you're doing is walking from one place to another. Like, the gameplay isn't interesting.
I'm sure it's not.
And
the gameplay in Skyrim's not interesting, just saying. Throwing it out there.
I disagree, but...
I kid. Kind of.
It's not. No Metal Gear, I'll tell you that much.
Exactly, bro. Fist bump on that. I don't want to pay, you know, I don't even want to pay $40 for ESO. If I get it for like $15, $20, I might try it. But I did not enjoy the beta, so. And Tony's not selling me on it. So the answer to this question, never. Yeah, or why haven't we? Because never.
You can play with Don.
Yeah,
Don will play.
I think like there are like I mean you play Neverwinter though, like that's free. Right? Like that game is not bad. It's not great, but it's okay and it's free. I don't have to pay for it. Alright. Next week is Rock Band week.
Oh no, really?
It is Rock Band 4 on Tuesday. There's probably some other stuff, but it's all I really care about.
Oh, Rock Band. Interesting. Do I want that game?
You'd also be grinding fucking rails, bro.
You're a crazy person. That's what crazy people do.
Anybody know if anything does come out next week? I think we're in like this weird little lull until until Halo.
Hello.
That's fine by me. I think Yoshi's coming out sometime soon.
I just need to finish Metal Gear Solid, then I can like put my focus into another thing.
Could be. I think Yoshi might be the 20th.
Yoshi.
Yeah, it's nice that there's this lull though, so we can finish Metal Gear and.
Yeah,
and
I know. Once late October comes out.
Because once Halo comes, I'm going to be playing a lot of Halo.
Yeah? You think we'll play some multiplayer too?
I'll definitely be playing some multiplayer. I think we should play co-op.
Yeah, I think we should too.
Should we get...
Oh, God, as long as it's not like what we had with me and Hefe.
Here's my thought on Halo is like I will play multiplayer whenever, but I will only play the campaign with other people.
Really?
I kind of want to do that, yeah. Because I think campaign is so much more fun in co-op, dude. It's so much more, like, I don't know, it's a blast.
I agree. So, I really liked Halo 4's campaign.
And I played single player and I still liked it. Or it was single player only, right?
I mean, you could play it with, like, you could, just like you can any other Halo game.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. My bad.
Like, you can play split screen, or, well, you can't play Halo 5 split screen, but.
Right. But, you know, I know people are bitching about that, but seriously. How many times are you going to do that?
Sorry, I cut out there. I don't know what happened.
Jeff probably would play split screen with his girlfriend. But he can't.
I guess that's so. Hey, you don't have the two TV set up?
No, I wish I did.
But, like, everyone that's ever been in a relationship ever always has that two TV set up.
I wish. I wish I had it in general, because that'd be awesome.
I don't know what's going up on the site, if anything's going up on the site.
I'm going to try my hardest to kind of beat Metal Gear and get that review
up. Possible review up for that.
Yeah.
Jeff's working on a Tony Hawk review at some point. there'd be more of Tony and Don and myself playing Destiny up on the site, and there's movie dudes. There's new movie dudes.
Movie dude.
That'll be up Monday.
Love that theme song.
Yeah, so. Yep, Movie Dudes returns on Monday, and Jeff and I are committed to at least doing a show at least every week this month. We'll see.
I want to get more guests, though. Just going to throw that out there. For everyone's listening.
If you want to guest on Movie Dudes, contact Jeff.
Yes, contact me.
Jeff's in charge.
Jeff's in charge of our days. And our
night.
All right. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Yeah, goodnight.